We're having a quick class to introduce dating. Our story begins with man in the desert. Okay, there's a guy sitting on a swing in the desert. Did I tell you guys this story? No. Okay, so the guy sitting on a swing on the desert. Imagine your best friend, Bob. He's on a swing in the desert, and it's very hot. The only issue is that the closest place where you could get water is a two-day walk. So he's sitting on this electronic swing, and he's tied on, and he can't figure out how to stop. And you have a little bowl of water in your hand. Now, the bowl is about 2 inches high, but it's very wide. Now, you understand, if you stand still, you could drink all the water in that bowl and you'll be fine. But Bob is on the swing, and he's going back and forth and back and forth, and he looks at you and he says, Alex, give me some water. And Alex says, Bob, this is the only thing I got, this little bowl of water. I'd love to give it to you, just get off the swing. And Bob says, but it's going to take me a little bit of time to get the swing to stop and get the water. I'm thirsty. Alex, give me the water. And Alex says, Bob, I'd love to give you the water. But if I'm going to give you the water, most of it's going to go splashing. You're going to get very little water drinking. And Bob looks at you and says, Alex, do me a favor. I'm thirsty. If you're a good friend, what do you say? Bob, I know you're thirsty, but we're going to have to wait till you stop and get off that swing. So that's what dating's all about. How's dating all about that? Because you walk into Machon Meir, and what do you want to do? You want to go dating, you want to get married, you want to have a wife, you want to have kids, you want to have a beautiful Jewish life, and you're right, you do want that. You're no different than the guy in the desert. You're thirsty. 100% right. If you don't want a date and you don't want a wife, then you need help. A normal male, after he reaches a certain age, wants a female companion, and that's the way God created us. That's great. That's the way it should be. But we're a work in progress. You walk into Machon Meir, you're like Bob on that swing. If you don't stop, if you don't reach a point where you've reached a certain equilibrium, the water's going to splash back, the water's going to splash forth, you're going to get very little to drink. In other words, you can date, you can get married, and I don't want to say what you could do too, but it doesn't work. In order for dating to be real and correct, you have to reach a point where you're not swinging. So when people ask me, when do you start dating? I say, first of all, you have to reach emotional maturity. If you're 13 years old, you probably shouldn't be dating. If you're 15 years old, you probably shouldn't be dating. What about 18? Good question. Different people have different levels of maturity. I don't think you could say it's a specific age. Most people need a little bit more than that. They're not yet ready at 18. Okay, but I just came to Machon Meir, right? Have you hit equilibrium? We always grow. But within the graph of our growth, there has to be a certain balance. If we're going to start dating when we're not yet balanced, we're no different than Bob on that swing trying to drink as we're swinging back and forth. The water, you're not going to get a lot of water. And if you're a really good friend, then you tell the guy, I know you're thirsty. I know you want to start dating. I know you want to get married, and that's good. You're right. But you have to hit equilibrium. So everyone thinks they're there. Everyone thinks they're there. We had a guy here who came to the Machon, and on Shabbos, he stopped keeping Shabbos. He publicly desecrated Shabbos. 2 weeks later, he comes to me and tells me he wants to start dating. So I didn't want to say, you know, you want a girl who does keep Shabbos or doesn't keep Shabbos. Not a nice thing to say, right? But the flip side is, you know, here he was keeping Shabbos, and then he stopped keeping Shabbos, and now he was questionably keeping Shabbos. Now, it's one thing if a guy is in his room and he's, you know, he falls. Okay, that's one thing. He came publicly and he was desecrating Shabbos in the Machon. So I asked him, I said, do you think you're at equilibrium? And he said, I have ups, I have downs, but I see a steady path towards God in all my ups and downs. So that's a beautiful answer. But I think that anyone outside him saw that his ups and downs sort of reflected that he wasn't at equilibrium. So what that conversation taught me, and subsequent conversations taught me, was that people will very often look at themselves and see consistency and assume that, hey, I'm at equilibrium. And I don't think that's right. So a few weeks ago, about a month and a half ago, I gave you guys a questionnaire, which I think helps a person find where he's at. You have to ask yourself, what were my aspirations today? What were my aspirations 3 months ago and 6 months ago? Have I had 6 months of consistency? What's my observation level? How observant am I? What were my downs like in the last year? Meaning there are ups, there are downs. How far down did I go when I had downs? What would be my red lines? If I'm going to marry a girl and we're going to discuss dating, and then we're going to discuss bringing up kids, so we can discuss. I think one of the questions you have to ask on a date is, okay, this is a long one. I'll get to that in a second. I'm sorry, I can't. It's too big of a tangent. 1 second. You have to be able to present your ideas. And if your ideas keep shifting, If you're not so confident where you stand on critical issues, even if you're confident today, but you weren't confident 4 months ago, then you're not yet at equilibrium. You have to have at least 6 months where there hasn't been a radical shift. We continue growing, we continue on a steady path, and you continue growing in married life too. But if you really want to date and you want to get married, you have to know you're not shifting. I recommend have someone external who knows you give their opinion. Hopefully you'll have a Rebbe either here or not here, but someone who knows you well, who can give you an external vantage point. You all know Einstein, the idea that if you're on a carousel, it seems like the world's turning. You're steady, the world's turning, right? You know that. Everyone else is crazy, but I'm normal. What's called middle of the road? Me. Ask anyone, they'll tell you. They won't say me, they'll say them, right? If you're more than me, you're extreme to this side. If you're less than me, you're extreme to that side. So we all view the world that way. So how do you find it? So I gave you one formula and two formula. I recommend finding someone who you value and trust and who's honest and who's unbiased and who's open-minded and who knows you, who can hopefully give you an honest opinion of whether you've been at equilibrium and ready to date. And you can also try to gauge yourself with these tools, even though I have a limited amount of faith in these tools, because at the end of the day, we're all biased towards ourselves. So that's intro number one. I'll just fill in the comment I was making a minute ago, and that is that there's a game I recommend couples play when they're dating. And I say, take out a piece of paper on a date and write down what are the 10 values or 5 values that you feel are so critical you would want to give your kids. And then on the bottom of the piece of paper, write down what you believe are the 5 values that she would want to give the kids. Now, you write it and she writes it. Now, obviously, we're talking about after you've dated 20, 30 times and you think you're ready to marry this person. So write down what your top, let's say, 7 values. What are the 7 things you want to give your kids? What do you think are her top 7? And then compare notes. And it's an eye-opener, because you want to see what she thought you think, and she should see what you thought she thinks. It's not only what do I think, but what have I understood from her in all this time? What has she understood from me in all this time? So that's like a little exercise, which I think helps people see if they see eye to eye. Well, are you ready to write that? So some of you will say, I'm ready to write that about her, but not about me. Okay, we could end with a joke. Laila tov.